Tom, how are you?
I'm absolutely great this morning, Tony. I'm here in South Florida looking at the sun rising over the Atlantic Ocean, framed by a series of palm trees. So life's good.
Well, I tell you what, Tom, I'm not too jealous of you this morning because it's almost 42 degrees, beautiful blue skies here. We're going to see 60, 65 degrees, so take that.
Well, I quite honestly, later this afternoon, I'm going to wish I was back in Michigan because it gets a little scorching here at 88 degrees.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the interview. And what caught my eye about it was the headline, One Transformative Nerd. Talk about that story.
Well, I think that what we're seeing here is that while some could argue about various positions that the governor has taken, no one can argue that he said that he was on a mission to reinvent the state, and he's marching forward in doing that, whether it was his message with his budget or the messages that he sent to the cities that say that we have to address the structural deficits in our municipalities, and most recently in the education reform agenda that the governor has set out. It's not just what I used to talk about with the three R's of restructure, reform, and reinvent. It really is about transforming the state so that the citizens can thrive in the hyper-competitive, transformational global economy.
Well, I wanted to get your take on an interesting question, because a lot of the folks that we talk to think that the unions and that the teachers and that the state workers are getting picked on, that they are carrying more than their fair share of the burden of this $2 billion deficit that we have with the state's budget, and that business is getting off almost scot-free, and they need to bear more of this burden. How do you see that?
Well, I think that you certainly can make those arguments that are there. I mean, what we're trying to do, the governor, I should say, is trying to do, I think, is tilt the state in a new direction, and there's no doubt that's favoring business at this point. The governor's even, I think, been quoted as saying, well, he talks quite a bit about dashboards and metrics and value for money, that I think the argument that people are saying is that a $2 billion tax break, you know, that old commercial, where's the beef? Or more importantly, where are the jobs? There's a big bet, a $2 billion bet that the governor's laying down, that by cutting taxes, going to a more fair, in his estimation, tax system, is going to end up creating jobs. And if, in fact, that happens, you know, then all boats will rise. People can benefit from that, because this state has lost nearly a million jobs over the last decade. And most of the citizens know a family member or a friend that are reeling from that job loss.
Well, a lot of school districts are finding ways to get lean and mean. We talk with some folks from Dearborn, not only the school board, but the teachers union. They have found their own insurance plan, which instead of costing their teachers and staff more than $600 per year, it's going to cost them just under $200. There's a story where the Lance Cruz superintendent is the assistant superintendent for New Haven schools. So schools are consolidating, are getting leaner and meaner. Do you think there's much more that they could cut before there's no more to cut?
Well, you know, part of it is we've been talking about schools being cut for the last decade. I would argue if that's true, there's an awful lot of fat there if you can be cutting for 10 years and still find room to do it. The point is, in fact, there's a great story this morning by Laurie Higgins in the Free Press, as I recall, that talks about necessity is the mother of invention. And we're seeing that. In fact, one could argue that there's been greater reform in schools of the new three R's, restructure, reform, and reinventing, because of lack of resources than because of new resources. Let's recall, it was just a couple of years ago, that their influx of a billion plus dollars to our school with the federal stimulus money. And I would argue that we're seeing additional and greater reforms based on lack of resources as more creativity and innovation is coming in the great educators, school boards, superintendents, business managers at local districts, where they have to find ways to recalibrate and adjust to the new normal that is our new Michigan.
Thanks, Tom.
It's always good to be with you. Thank you, Tony.